Blog Talk Radio.
Onions. It's Dave Bublitz here with you on the Tuesday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show, episode number 134, a significant episode for several reasons. We'll tell you why here in a little bit. It's about 10, what is it now? It's about a little bit after 10:03 here, coming to you live from the Ramblewood Studios here at the northwest corner of City Park here in beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado. It is a beautiful day, actually, and I can feel it in my voice. I actually feel like I'm on the mend here, and things are looking pretty good right now. It's a beautiful day here in Fort Collins. Checking outside the weather window here at the dog park, just outside the just outside my view here at just stumbling across my words already. Looking out the weather window into the dog park to the west, there's already some dog traffic out there. I'm just amazed at how there's a few things about Fort Collins if you haven't been here, and maybe your town has this too. But it's not just dog friendly. It's just about dog nuts. Now I am dog nuts to a point. The line being, I never have, and I hopefully never will refer to my pet, my dog, my friend, the next one that I have as my furry little baby. I've heard that my furry child. I've heard people get introduced on game shows and they're asked to relate their family. You know, well, my handsome husband and my furry child. That's just, you know. I think animals are the best. that's That's affection bordering on creepy right there. But it's a beautiful day here. People are out there today with the dogs, probably wandering, not just here at the dog park here at Ramblewood, but walking around City Park today and at Old Town as well over the weekend. I know I got out of the house and did a couple of shows and wandered around Old Town. You know, Dave, you're almost turning the corner into becoming a normal person. Trust me, that's a long corner to turn here, but things are pretty entertaining here. Oh, what the heck, I'll go ahead and tell you now. The reason that episode 134 of this, the $12 Radio Show, is so significant is I've been saying this for a while, and I've had this happen a couple of times here along the way, where it was up in the air that the show is going to take a break. It was never really up, you know, a matter, you know, a question of whether the show was going to come back. If it was going to come back, it was just a matter of when. And it generally wasn't very long, maybe a couple of days. I think it was a week. I was a little erratic along the way, but for the most part, Monday through Friday since last September of 2015, I've been here on the air here with the show. This last time though that's come up, it's a very simple reason, and I'm a simple man, and I'm not good at being concise, but it's just a matter of finances and the subscription fee, which is very affordable if you're thinking about doing a podcast, and eventually everyone will have a podcast if you don't have one already. Very affordable, but it's called Blog Talk Radio. And the monthly subscription that I have runs out at midnight tonight. So this is the last show for now. I'd been wanting to do some changes here with the show to begin with. Basically, I don't want to do the show really that much differently. I just want to go back and do what I had in mind originally and do it a little bit better. I do more radio interviews with different comics, both here from Fort Collins and Colorado and across the country. Talk more about comedy, generate more people calling into the show, playing some comedy clips, you know, just making it more of a complete show, more of a complete comedy show. So chances are the show will be back. It's just chances are very good that it will be back. I'm gonna say this time it's probably gonna be a month. Just again this time because of finances. But when it comes back in July, I didn't say if, I said when this show comes back. Hopefully in July. The plan is to make it a weekly show, as I pointed out before, ideally on a Sunday night because it'll be easier to get comics to come on the show, I think, as well. Do it as a Sunday show. Do everything we're doing that we've already been doing lately. Add in all the things that we have meant to do and maybe get around to doing some new stuff as well. So I don't have my calendar in front of me. Actually, here I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and give you a tentative date here for the return. You ready for this? I'm hoping that you're ready. Mark this down: the tentative return date for the weekly Sunday night weekly edition of the $12 Radio Show is Sunday, July 3rd. So the 4th of July weekend, be back here on the air. And again, I did say we don't have a legal department here. It's not nearly that big of a budget by any stretch of the imagination. There's a reason it's called the $12 Radio Show, kids. But that's my plan. That's my hope. Weekly show back here July 3rd. But it whenever it does come back, it whenever it does happen, it'll be back here. Did that take too long to say? I'm very self-conscious about that. I know that I can tend to rattle on. And you know, when the medication doesn't work, the situation just gets that much worse. Okay? All right. And if you want to keep current on what's going on with the show, I think most of the people who found the show found it through my Facebook page. So we'll keep people updated through there. That's the other thing I have to learn how to do on a business note here. Not a business note, but on a preparation note. I have to figure out how to generate more traffic and point more people towards the show. Everybody who's been listening has been very supportive and has told their friends. And but damn it, you people just don't have enough friends. Can you do more? Can you do more of your part? Can you possibly? Can I quit? Would you stop? Would you? All right. It's 11 after 10 here. It's Tuesday morning, episode 134. The finale. It feels so strange to say that. The finale. Now, I was saying for a while I didn't have anything really to say on the show. And of course, now that I'm getting ready to wrap things up here and take a sabbatical, now suddenly it feels very relaxed and, could sit here and talk for days. It feels like now suddenly I've gotten out of my shell and I have some things going on and, some things to talk about. Not now, let's take a break. That makes sense. Would you like to join this conversation? Are you listening live? Please, you could if you'd be so kind and put me out of my misery, you could change this monologue into a dialogue. It costs you nothing. It's a toll-free call. All you have to do is pick up your phone and dial. Actually, you don't dial anymore. That's old school. That would be rotary. No. You just have to phone us up here at 646-564-9650. The telephone number, if you know your area codes, is out of Jamaica, Queens in New York. But that's the Blog Talk Radio switchboard that bounces from your phone to there to my computer. So give us a call here at the show and just some closing thoughts here. I'm looking at this as a bookmark. This is the end of chapter one. Should be it really it can't be much worse. It should be better. Really, damn it, it will be better. I'm gonna go ahead and make that promise to you because it's been fun the last a spe it really it's only been the last week or two or three, about maybe 2 3 weeks. I had a bit of a meltdown. Not a bit of a meltdown. I had a meltdown about 3 weeks back, and I mentioned it after I came back, and I won't go into all the details again. But since then, it's been fun to just learn how to relax, remind myself to relax, and take things as they come, and keep a clear, open mind about the things that you like to do and that you enjoy doing, and be as positive as you can about things and with yourself and everybody else around you. And for me, a big part of that has always been doing comedy. It's the longest relationship I've had in my life, which is strange to say that, because you'd figure, oh, I've been married to, to my husband or my wife, or been in a relationship with this man or woman or whoever, for man, woman, or whoever. What other options are left? A man, a woman, or a pony? No, but I've been involved in a relationship for 10 years or whatever. I started doing comedy 30, I want to say 31 years ago. I want to, so I will. Now, there's been some time away there for health reasons along the way, but that's when I started. So it's that would be a silver anniversary, a wedding, some kids, and 31 years later, maybe some grandchildren. If there is 31 years, translated into any other relationship, but 31 years doing comedy and the last couple of years have been a real arduous process getting back on stage. But once I get there, it's fun. And the last couple of weeks have been especially fun. Did a show, I've mentioned this a couple of times, down in Denver with some old friends. It's called the 100 Year Show, which they take a bunch of comics who've done at least stand-up comedy for at least 20 years for a combined experience of 100 years of comedy. So it's a cute, it's an interesting, it sounds like a gimmick, but it's a nice way of wrapping up the fact that you're getting four or five headliners in for the price of one. And then last week I got dragged up on stage good naturedly by a friend to do a low key contest, and I qualified. I've talked myself out of and backed out of and canceled on so many shows. It was fun to do the contest and qualified at a place here in town called Yum Yums. And then last night, it just felt good. This whole last, I'm hoping this sticks in the beginning of the next lasting chapter of doing Yum Yums. It was nice. Got out over the weekend. I hope you guys had a good weekend. I know it's Tuesday already but at this point, but I had dinner with my brother. I've got four brothers, by the way. So when I mention a brother, I don't want you to think of doing all these things with just one person. I had dinner with my brother Ken yesterday. You know, did the radio show first thing in the morning, 10 o'clock. I'm going to miss that part of things here in the immediate future. But, you know, first thing in the morning, get up, make my notes, did my show, did a radio interview of my own with a reporter from Public Radio, which I've been talking about for a while, and did some stuff and did some errands, had some dinner with Ken, and then ended up the day at Hody's, which does not sound like a remarkable day, but it's amazing how when things are strange, just how awesome normal can be. So things are good. Do you mind that I'm rambling here today? I don't feel like I'm rambling. I don't feel like I'm sharing too much. Maybe I'm just I'm sharing too much. Is that it? Okay. We could probably move on and actually talk about more structured things. If we're going to talk about comedy, I should tell you that this being the last show before the break, there is going to be comedy, monthly comedy. They're already doing comedy all over Fort Collins. I've mentioned this before. See if I've got my list here. They do open mics here in Fort Collins, contests and open mics at the Boot. They do open mic comedy at Hody's, at Yum Yums, and Bondi's Beach Bar. Hody's on Monday, Boots on Tuesday, Yum Yums is Wednesday, and Bondi's is Thursday. There's showcase nights around town at Patero's, Cosmonom's, and Elliot's here in Fort Collins, and that contest is called the Boot. It's at the Boot. It's the Big Break. That's where I'm going to be tonight. So it's been nice getting on stage the last couple of times here, last week or so. So I think I'm ready for the contest. So if you're listening to this live, the show at the Boot on Tuesdays for their new talent. It's either a new talent night or it's a comedy competition. Tonight it's a competition. Those nights are always with no cover. The cover on the weekend for their regular shows, for their professional shows, is ridiculously small. It's only $5. It's put together by 970 Comedy, which is headlined by the trio of nice people, Kyle Pogue, Mallory Wallace, and I can't help it. I'm old and he's not. It's a boy wonder, David Rodriguez, the man. Everything he touches seems to very hardworking guy, but just a really funny guy. And It's amazing what he's done with comedy with himself and in Fort Collins in just a year or maybe a year and a half. I've seen some guys go and do this, you know, 10 times as long and haven't done half as much. Maybe talking about myself here. But I did want to mention, though, that in the midst of all these shows that I'm talking about here around the area, I've got two shows coming up here. A show starting in Windsor, I've mentioned, the second Saturday of each month at Ricky B's Sports Bar, a music venue out in Windsor, Colorado. It's between Loveland, Fort Collins, and Greeley. It's a neat little town, neat little bar. And they're going to do shows the second Saturday of each month. The first one is coming up this Saturday, June the 11th. So if you are listening to the sound of my voice and you have time to make plans, come on out and see the show. It's a $10 cover charge, and it should be a lot of fun. It's myself, my friends Nate Brown, Richard Kennedy, Dickie Bill Wagner, and Don Donahue. None of these names that you probably know, but if you come out to comedy often enough, eventually you will. So show's coming up there June 11th and July 9th. And then also in Loveland, the third Friday of each month, and that show starts with a I'm going to be opening up that one as well, doing the first headline spot out there. The test run show out there for that one will be July 15th. So now you've got your comedy for Fort Collins, kind of overview going on there. And we'll talk more about the specific lineups of shows that are going on in Denver and beyond as the show progresses. What is it? It's about 10:20 here. Let's take a peek at the sports here. The Rockies are on. I know this does not sound that impressive. They're on a two-game win streak. A two-game win streak, but after the – I think they'd lost like 10 of their previous 12. So it is a big deal to say the Colorado's on a two-game win streak. The Rockies beat the Dodgers last night at Chavez Ravine by a score of 6-1. Today and tomorrow, they continue games 2 and 3 on Los Angeles, the Rocks and the Dodgers. Thursday, it's a one-day rain makeup game. The Pittsburgh Pirates and the Rockies got rained out of Coors Field. So they have rescheduled their game, and that's going to happen this coming Thursday. June 10th through 12th, the Rockies will be back at home for a three-game series against the San Diego Padres. They take the 13th off, and then the 14th and 15th, it's a very short two-game series with the New York Nets. Tomorrow in the NBA, it's game three in the NBA championships. Golden State is up 2-0. Game three, Golden State and Cleveland, that's tomorrow. And in the NHL, Thursday night, game five between the San Jose Sharks and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Game five, San Jose's got their work cut out for them because Pittsburgh leads that series by a score of 3-1. So let's go ahead and take a break here. There's birthdays that we'll talk about as we always do here on the show. Biggest of which caught my mind was Prince Rogers Nelson. He is gone, obviously. We lost him just recently, passed away just a bit ago. But if he were still with us, it would be not only his birthday, it would have been his 58th birthday. So there was still more music to come. I guess the guy has tons of music in the Paisley Park vaults in Minneapolis. But let's go ahead for our musical break. Make it Prince. This is Kiss on episode 134. It's 10:22 here on this, the Tuesday edition of your radio, your 12-number radio show. What I was trying to say.
Just leave it all up to me.
Be the 12-hour radio show. I don't know why, how that happened exactly. I took the musical break there. We were playing Prince because it would have been his birthday. He'd have been 58 years old today, Prince Rogers Nelson. And that was Kiss. I can't tell you what CD that was from. I think it was Sign of the Times. And then somehow or another, we just segued into, we played the whole song there, and then we segued into the first moments of Weapon of Choice from Fatboy Slim. Because apparently there are gremlins in the system. That's all I can tell you. I don't really know too much more about it than that. If you listen to the show for 5 minutes on any given day, for just those 5 minutes, you know that I don't really know a whole lot about how this works. So, it's only been 7 or 8 months later that I've been doing this. So, let's see here, 10:28, I should tell you. It just seems like it's a leisurely pace here. I hope it feels leisurely. I feel very relaxed and I shouldn't keep going on and on about that, but particularly nice frame of mind. So just humor me. Oh, I know. I was talking about comedy before. I mentioned all what was going on with open mics and the different venues that are going on here in the area, but I should go ahead and mention that if you're thinking about going to a show this weekend, today's only Tuesday, so you have plenty of time to plan. The Comedy Works down in Denver, the original venue here in Colorado, and one of the top 10 comedy stages in the country, featuring headliners this week at the Downtown Club this weekend, the 9th through the 11th, from Saturday Night Live, Jay Farrell, and at the Landmark, which is part of the current cast, and then at the Landmark down south, part of the classic cast from back when, and also most recently, one of many, it seemed at the time, of the voices of Colonel Sanders, the always entertaining Norm MacDonald will be at the Landmark the 10th and 11th. So Jay Farrell, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Norm MacDonald, Friday and Saturday. At the Improv, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, it's Tony Rock. And as seen on Conan and voice work on Aqua Teen Hunger Force, possibly one of my favorite shows, not just animated, but otherwise, and all the way across the board. Andy Sanford will be at the Boot here in Fort Collins this Friday. Don't know who the headliner is for Saturday's show, but they've always got a good show. They've got as I said before, they've got the comedy competition, the Big Boot. They've got the Big Break at the Boot on Tuesdays. It's the first round of that. It starts tonight, and then Tuesdays into the summer. They've got professional shows every Friday and Saturday, and then occasionally, I think it's one Sunday of each month, it's called Fresh Five, which is the service industry night. So people that work in restaurants and things like that, they can come out and, you know, And that's like their weekend night, basically. So hopefully you'll get a chance to come out and see one of these shows here at a club. You don't need to make the drive down to Denver. They've definitely got some amazing shows down there. There's a lot of stuff going on up here in Fort Collins. But, Improv, Comedy Works, and then all those shows that I was telling you that are going on here and around and about throughout northern Colorado. And when I come back, I want to set up a website and an email address so that you can, if you want to find out more about what's going on in comedy here in Fort Collins, hit 5280. I think it's got every open mic in Colorado, but I believe they also have every show in Colorado And then also, if you Google 970 Comedy, that's the group up here in Northern Colorado. But if you hit search, if you in the search engine you hit comedy and Colorado or any specific part of Colorado, chances are pretty good that something is going to come up interesting. Taking a peek here at movies, we're talking about movies at the box office last weekend, but let's take a peek here at some of the films. Well, first off, if you're going to go see a movie, you need to go to the Holiday Twin Drive-In Theater. We're one of the few places here in Fort Collins in America, here in Fort Collins, it has a drive-in theater, a twin drive-in theater. I think it's, what is it? It's Angry Birds and yeah, I can't think. It's two separate kid-friendly double features this weekend. It's pretty cool. Yeah, between the two on each side, there's Captain America, there's Angry Birds, there's X-Men. There's a lot of big blockbuster summertime movies. If you're thinking about something a little bit smaller, of course, you can head out to one of my favorite places on the planet, the Lyric Cinema Cafe, over in Old Town. They've got Love and Friendship, the Jane Austen, the adaptation of the Jane Austen book. The strange sounding and just it looks like it's going to be strange. It's got a good cast: John C. Reilly and Colin Farrell and a few other people. I can't think of who the woman in the film is, the actress, and that'll bother me. It'll hit me the second I turn the show off. The Lobster, a sci-fi romantic comedy drama called The Lobster. There's really no reason to explain that, because if I did, when I read it, it at first it sounded strange for the sake of being strange, and then it sounded like it's so weird it might be. It might be good. Check that out. Look it up on Metacritic or Rotten, not Rotten Tomatoes, but look at Metacritic seems to be the better way to go for that. Or just hit up the Lyric Cinema Cafe, .com. AMC Theaters has got such films, recent blockbuster films as Zootopia and Batman, and the AMC Theaters, of course, are only $1.99 each and every day. Top 10 DVDs from last week. Oh, by the way, coming up in the next week or so, the films that caught my eye that are going to be brand new and hitting the red box near you, or if you're still, or Netflix, or if you still are old school and your town happens to have a video store, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, the latest from Tina Fey, looks pretty promising. Midnight Special with Michael Shannon, and out of these three, I think you get a sense of my emotional depth when I tell you the only one of these three films that I've seen is Kung Fu Panda 3, which was the result of a very quiet afternoon and just, you know, needed to have something to do. And it was surprisingly fun. I will give it that. The animation was incredible. I've got a weird thing with my eye, so I don't see 3D, but I could tell from the way it was shot that if you could enjoy 3D, it was probably pretty cool, and the way to see that film. Top 10 DVDs that are available right now, though, at the I want to say at the box office, but through the Rotten Tomatoes website, the and I'm, I, they give you the film, and they give you the top 10, but then they also give you the approval rating and percentages. And I was looking at this, and the list includes films such as Gods of Egypt, which was a big box office bomb, cost tons and tons of money to make, and no one went to see it. It has an approval rating of 12%. That hurts, you know, because if you took tests when you were a kid, you remember, right? It was 100 was an A plus, 90s were A, 80s were B, 70s were C, 60s were D. 12 is like an F minus minus. It's like the only thing that's good about the film is the projection system worked. The room was dark. The popcorn was cold. That, you know, Gods of Egypt on the top 10 list, it was 12%. Fifth Wave, another film I didn't know a lot about, but apparently not a lot of people went to see that. 17%. Ride Along 2, a lot of people did go out to see that one. Not highly rated by their numbers here either. The Coen brothers' latest film, Hail Caesar, is on the list with George Clooney and Josh Brolin and Scarlett Johansson and Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum and a lot of very cool people. Supposed to be a very entertaining film. Also, the Academy Award nominated motion picture Joy is on the list of most rented films from last week. Zoolander 2. Zootopia, which has the distinction of having a 98% approval rating. Well, so apparently everybody enjoyed that film, even though it's an animated film. But most animated movies are not just designed for kids anymore, or at least that's what I like to try and fool myself by saying. Zootopia, The Revenant. Somebody asked me what I thought of The Revenant, and unfortunately, the projection system at the theater that I saw it at shut down 20 minutes into the film, and they don't have a projectionist in the building anymore. And they don't even run that stuff through, it's done digitally through the whatever the head office of AMC Theater is. So they just had, when that happened, the whole theater shut down. I mean, not just that particular screen, but the entire complex, all six movies were done for the night. So I saw, of the 20 minutes I saw of the Academy Award nominated motion picture, The Revenant, didn't care for it. But then again, I only saw 20 minutes of it. Let's see, last two films on the top 10 DVDs: Deadpool, probably still my favorite movie of the year thus far, and Star Wars: The Force Awakens continues at the number one spot on the top 10 DVDs from Rotten Tomatoes. It's let's say here it's 10:38. Actually, it's almost 10:40. What was I going to play here? It is Prince's birthday today, and I do enjoy Prince, but it's also, it's also my show, and I'm not gonna, we're taking the break. So I think it's more important that I make myself happy. Oh, don't worry, we'll play another Prince song before we take off. Let's see, this is a favorite of mine. It's Jack White with the White Stripes. The song is Steady As She Goes. My name is Dave Bublitz. It's episode 134, the daytime finale of the $12 Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in here on a Tuesday to episode 134.
Big Finish, aren't you?
You got it right there. It's Steady As She Goes with Jack White and the White Stripes. Dave Bublitz with you. Episode 134 on a Tuesday. Thanks for tuning into the $12 show. About 10:40. I just said that 10:42 here. I'm comfortable enough. I'll say it again. It's 10:42. If I was old school, you know, and this was AM radio way, 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 way back in the day, I tell you that it was 18 away from 11 o'clock right there. But I'm not that old school. I'm old, but stop it. Just move on and have something to say, for heaven's sakes, will you? Something really compelling that I wanted to bring up before it just vanished out of my head. I feel like I need to squeeze a bunch into this show because it's technically the finale, but it's not really. For a couple of different reasons, just taking a break, and then the show, when it comes back, whenever it may be, shouldn't be too long, will be as good as it was, which won't be a hard thing to do, to meet that challenge, to make it as good as it has been, and to come back and make it a little bit better. Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at in my life right now. Is I don't really think I need to do things completely different. You know, I don't need a brand new different plan of attack. I just think that I need to do basic things in life that I've had in mind and just do them better. Go ahead and pass that on here in therapy today for whatever that's worth. They've adjusted my medication, but you know they tell you the medication can only take you so far. So, $12 radio show taking a peek here at news on this date. Not much there today. Most of it was really heavy, so I just kind of glossed over most of this. But there really wasn't a lot there that had gone on this date. Let's see. In 1775, the United Colonies changed their name officially to the United States, and they're now known as the artists formerly known as Prince. I don't know what the big deal was there. There were no longer colonies. Now they're states. They weren't colonized. Okay. I'm sorry. It was the usage of the word that got me confused. I thought they were being picky, but semantics have a purpose. Okay. 1955. This is well before my time, but it was a big show at the time, and I understand. And when you think about this amount of money back then, you realize it must have been a big deal. The 64th, the quiz show, the TV, the game show, the $64,000 question premiered. So $64,000 back in 1955 would have been – it's a lot of money now, but it would have been what's the phrase that you use? A buttload of cash back then. In 1968, Legoland, the original Legoland, opened up in Billund, Denmark in 1968, some 48 years ago. Today, I had no idea what a big deal Legos were. I remember when they were a kid. There were other kids that had them, but it seemed like it was something. I don't know if it was a little bit before my time. Excuse me, a little bit ahead of my time, or what? You know, if it just wasn't quite as popular yet. I know that when I had nieces and nephews, they were crazy about them, and it would never fail. You'd have somebody over, you'd have the Legos out there, and then you'd walk around in bare feet, and that's how you'd find the Legos, is when you stepped on one with a bare foot. And oh man, that's right up there with banging your foot into a coffee table. You know, that's, you know, when the people say they don't use that kind of language. Yes, you do. Everybody, you know, the Pope uses that kind of language when he steps on a Lego with his bare foot. Okay, so that's just what I'm saying. Music news on this day today, 1969, the multi-talented Johnny Cash debuted his own variety show on CBS TV. 1972, the musical Grease opened up on Broadway. 1979, Chuck Berry, the inimitable Chuck Berry, performed at the White House at the invitation of then-President Jimmy Carter. 1982, Elvis Presley's Graceland Mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, opened as a tourist attraction. And in 1993, the groundbreaking ceremony was held for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland, Ohio. Birthdays, let's see here. Born on this date, we mentioned before that born on this date, Prince was born in 1958. The inimitable, again, well before my time. And my parents had, I'm the youngest of seven, so they had me kind of late in the game, so to speak. But so I'm just desperately trying to qualify the fact that I'm not as old as this sounds. Dean Martin was born in 1917, and Dean Martin dates back to, the early 50s. And I don't know, maybe even the late 40s. Him and Jerry Lewis together used to perform live, and then they did their act, and then they went and they did movies together, and then they did movies apart, and but always just a really smooth, natural voice from that era. It was like Nat King Cole and Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra and stuff like that, the Great American Songbook. But Dean Martin, I always thought out of that group, was probably the most underrated. And the reason that name stands in my mind as much as it does, being a rock and roll guy, is because my mom, that was her era. That's why I was mentioning, being the youngest of seven. Big music fan, and that was one of her favorites. And it was a pretty hip guy. I mentioned before that Johnny Cash had a variety show. That's something I miss. Every music star at the time seemed to have some kind of a variety show, and his was one of the best. That's right, because I remember, again, a reference that probably gets lost on a lot of people, but Jonathan Winters, if that's before your time, imagine if Robin Williams needed an inspiration, that's truly what it was. Because as amazing as Robin Williams was, it just skimmed the surface of what Jonathan Winters did, without any theatrical training or anything like that. He was not from here. So born on this day today, 1958, Prince, 1917, Dean Martin was born, and in 1909, Jessica Tandy from Driving Miss Daisy, the Academy Award winning actress, was born back on this date in 1909. Birthdays today include, we were talking about Prince, but one of the most interesting Prince covers ever to hit the radio. I wish I would have had both to contrast and compare. Tom Jones turned 76. There's the Prince song "Kiss" is a lot of fun, but the Tom Jones cover is just campy enough to be good, and just good enough to be campy, and it's just a lot of fun. A big fan. A guilty pleasure, is that fair to say? Eddie Haskell from Leave It to Beaver. Ken Osmond is 73 years old today. Liam Neeson, who once used to have a serious acting career, and now he's in the midst of making the latest sequel to Taken. I think it's Taken 4 at this point. Yeah, well, let's just say no one's taken me to that film. What? Huh? Is that a Liam? Yeah, I know. Musician, singer-songwriter Johnny Clegg is 63. I mentioned before it's the birthday of Prince Rogers Nelson. Dave Navarro of the Red Hot Chili Peppers today turns 49. Mike Modano of the NHL, former National Hockey League player, is 46. Former NBA player Allen Iverson is 41. Former Saturday Night Live cast member and actor Bill Hader from the film Skeleton Twins and Trainwreck, Bill Hader is 38. Anna Kournikova, whose name I hope I said correctly, Kournikova. When I spelled that, it was like a spelling quiz. I was writing it down in pen to paper. I'm sure that if that was typed into the computer, it would have spell checked, and it would have spelled that wrong, I think. But Anna Kournikova is 35 years old today. Michael Cera, who I believe Michael Cera and Jesse Eisenberg, I had the thought when I was watching Batman versus Superman, are the same person. I realize they're not. That's what I'm told. But I in my heart, I believe Michael Cera and Jesse Eisenberg are the same. They're never in the same place at the same time. It's yeah, it's kind of a Clark Kent Batman type thing. Just a little bit too creepy. And Iggy Azalea is 26 years old. And that concludes the birthdays and news on this date, and just about everything else here that we have lined up to chat about on this episode of the $12 Radio Show. So it's 10:52 here, and just again, humor me. If you're done listening to the show right now, I would certainly understand. Now would be the time to wrap things up if you've got things to do. And by the way, if you have things to do, what the hell are you doing listening to this show? I'm kidding. I'm in a silly mood. I think this actually sounded okay today. I'll listen to it later on playback, and then I'll go, oh, okay. I guess it was just for me. But if you've listened to the show the last 8 months, I wanted it to, and you've obviously found out about this through Facebook. So if you keep track of what's going on there, if you found this through the blogtalkradio.com website, check back in here from time to time. The account and the show are still active. The 134 episodes are all archived, so they're available to listen to if you'd like to. I know most of it dates pretty quickly because we're talking about basketball scores and baseball scores and movies and stuff like that. But don't lose track of it because I'm hoping this is not a bipolar thought here or a manic thought, but it really does feel like after kind of scraping around the bottom that I've turned the corner, and I want to continue to do the show, and it's going to happen. I was talking to some friends about there's a community radio station here in town in Fort Collins called KRFC. They're 88.9 FM on the traditional radio dial. So, it could end up being that volunteering leads a path to doing a weekly show there. But I really do enjoy this format right here with a podcast, because the one thing that it does do is it gives you total freedom. Now I just need to come up with more stuff to talk to. I think generating a conversation with other comics will open things up. Generating some more calls will do that. I've covered all this before, but the bottom line is I appreciate you guys listening the last 8 months. If you heard the show way back when I tried it about 3 or 4 years ago, you realize just how much medication can work. I've been joking about medication, but hopefully you never run across any of those. If you see any of the episodes where the photo cover to it is me looking like a character out of the Muppets or Fraggle Rock with enormous afro, please don't, keep moving, or else take it for what it's worth. It's been a strange period in my life lately, but it was off the charts at the time. But more comedy is coming here in Fort Collins. More comedy is coming for me. And when you find this again, it will just be that much better. And I appreciate that you guys will have come back to join me. Shouldn't be too long. My favorite phrase lately, because I keep feeling self-conscious and I talk too long, and we'll leave it at that. Yeah, it's a little late for that at this point to say that. I was gonna close out with some Prince, because it's Prince's birthday today. I'm going to go ahead and close here with May, and I say this a lot, that this is my favorite, my very favorite, my very, very favorite. But I think this might be top 10, top 20, one of my very favorite pieces of music. It's one of the Music has a way of bringing about nostalgia and makes you reminisce and brings back memories and brings you back to a certain time. This piece of music here just makes me happy. So this is my way of saying that we're going to be back. This was the thing. I've told this story before, and I'll say it as briefly as I can. When I started out doing comedy, as I said, way, way, way back when, it's in a little place out in South Denver called George McKelvey's Comedy Club, and they played this song at the top of the show. And George was, he didn't want you to know it, but he was probably the nicest man that I had ever met, and the most helpful in comedy, both in comedy and personally. And if you were looking for somebody the way to live your life and the way to do your business, this was the guy to do it, because he was a comedian and an actor and a musician, and he owned a club, and he had great taste, and a guy that had done The Tonight Show, been in a couple of movies, and then later on as a musician and excuse me, as a club owner, was the first person in Denver way back when to have brought in people like Ellen DeGeneres, and first person to have headlined Roseanne Barr, period, anywhere. You realize that he's kind of the not forgotten, but he doesn't get the spotlight in comedy in Colorado that he deserves, or really in comedy, just all the way around. But those were special times. And this song, they would drop the lights. I've said it a million times. It was an old club, and it was out on Hamden Avenue. It's not there anymore. It's a car wash, which breaks my heart. But it was an old Chinese restaurant. They renovated it into a comedy club. And Tuesday through Sunday, 6 nights a week, they did comedy. And they had room in there maybe for 100 people, maybe 150 people. But every night was a big deal, and every show was a big deal. And they made you really feel like you were somewhere, because when it hit 8 o'clock and it was showtime, the lights dropped, the music came up, the booming introductions came about as this particular piece of music was playing. And then they introduced the show, "Good evening and welcome to George McKelvey's Comedy Club," and the show would begin. I started out the show with this song, and we're going to wrap up the show with this song, and I will see you guys very, very soon. So until we talk again, enjoy this with me. It's Green Onions from Booker T and the Memphis Group, Booker T. Jones and the Memphis Group. My name is David Bublitz. It's the daytime finale, episode 134 of the $12 Radio Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back very, very soon. And somehow or another, I need to come back and say it again to have the right rhythm. And thanks for tuning in to this, your $12 Radio Show. We'll be back soon. Take care, everybody. Good evening and welcome to the George McKelvey's Comedy.